信耶稣的人，哦，我们要知道我们的人生有一个盼望。
Those who believe in Jesus need to know that we have a hope in life.
就是有永生。
That is eternal life.
啊，这个是信跟不信最大的差别。
This is the biggest difference between the believing and unbelieving.
这是永远的不同。
This is the eternal difference.
哦，就是信的人有永生。
That is, those who believe shall have eternal life.
啊，这就是我们人生的追求目标。
This is the goal of our pursuit in life.
哦，所以我们年轻的时候很注重世界的成就。
When we are young, we place great emphasis on the accomplishment in this life.
哦，但是等我们进到五十岁大概那个阶段以后，哦，我们在世界上大概都有某种程度的成就。
When we enter into the 50s, we usually have some level of accomplishment in this life.
那个时候我们就开始想另外一个问题。
That's when we start to think about a different problem.
啊，那到底我活着要做什么？
What is the purpose of me being alive?
哦，我的人生到底在追求什么目标？
What is it that I'm trying to pursue in this life?
那到了退休更明显。
When we have reached our retirement age, this becomes even more obvious.
这个人到退休，如果没有永生的盼望。
When we reach a retirement, and yet we don't have eternal life.
那这个退休以后的几十年，其实讲到一句话，就是在等死。
Actually, when we think about a retirement, it's actually just some years when we're waiting to pass away.
但是当我们有永生的盼望，
But if we have the hope of eternal life,
我们退休以后的生活就是在等待另一个移民。
After retirement, we're just waiting for another immigration or migration.
就是从地上移到天上。
Which is to immigrate from earth to heaven.
从这个会朽坏的移民到不朽坏的。
To immigrate from one that will still die to one that will not rot.
会朽坏的，移到不会朽坏。
From the corruptible to the incorruptible.
那从这个会羞辱的移民到荣耀的地方。
From the shameful to the glorious.
我们年纪越来越大，这个身体就没有荣耀了。
As we continue to age, our body becomes less glorious.
因为开始衰退。
Because it starts to deteriorate.
但是我们要进到天国，那个像主耶稣那个身体是荣耀的。
But when we're in the heavenly kingdom, just like the body of Jesus, it is glorious.
那我们从很短暂的人生要进到永恒。
We will go from a very short life into an eternal life.
那个永恒就是在神的国里面。
And that eternity is in the kingdom of God.
这个才是信耶稣最后最大最重要的盼望。
This is the last and the greatest and the final hope of believing in Jesus.
所以约翰一书到最后就是要提醒我们。
In the first John, in the book of first John, this is what it is reminding us at the end.
我们是有永生的人。
That we are those who have eternal life.
我们的人生是有盼望的。
That we have hope in life.
那为什么要这样提醒？
Why does it need to remind us this way?
因为有时候我们会迷失。
This is because we sometimes get lost.
人生是不断的漂泊。
This life involves a lot of floating about.
但是漂泊不能迷失。
But while we float, we shall not become lost.
如果我们看创世纪大概从13章到50章。
When we look at Genesis chapter 13 to 50,
大概就在讲四个人。
There are four people who were being mentioned.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
以撒。
Isaac.
雅各。
Jacob.
约瑟。
And Joseph.
那这个四个人就是四代。
These four people represent four generations.
亚伯拉罕算是公公。
Abraham is the grandfather.
以撒算是孩子
，Isaac is the son，
雅各算是孙子
，Jacob is the grandson。
那到了约瑟算是曾孙。
And Joseph is the great-grandson.
那这个公公从神领受一个应许。
The grandfather had received from God a promise.
就是我要给你一块牛奶与蜜之地。
Which is that he shall receive a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以你要搬家，离开你的家到那一块地去。
And you need to move away from where you are into that land.
那希伯来书说，亚伯兰到了迦南地，他最关心的已经不是那个地上牛奶那块地。
Hebrews mentioned that when he was moving, he was not the most concerned with that land flowing with milk and honey.
我们看希伯来书的十一章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟应许的以撒雅各一样。第十节。
10.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
Verse 9. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. 10. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
这里说亚伯兰等着那座有根基的城。
Here it says that Abraham waited for that city which has foundations.
但特别是他是神所经营所建造的。
Especially that the builder of which is God and the maker is God himself.
那个城是什么？
And what is that city?
那个城就是更美的家乡。
That city is the more beautiful homeland.
就是十六节，他们去羡慕一个更美的家乡。
Which is in verse 16, this is the heavenly country.
就是在天上的。
It is in heaven.
所以亚伯兰人生目标变得很清楚。
Then the goal of Abraham's life became very clear.
他要去承受那更美的家乡。
He was to inherit this better land.
不但要得到地面这个国度，他要到天国去。
Not only was he supposed to inherit the land on earth, but he was supposed to go into heaven.
那他的一生啊，他离开故乡以后，他的一生都一直在漂泊。
Ever since he left his country, his whole life was one of a nomad.
然后他漂到埃及为了生活。
He went to Egypt for livelihood.
然后再漂回来。
And then he came back.
在迦南地漂来漂去。
And then in the land of Canaan, he went about.
但是虽然飘来飘去，他有一个心没有改变。
Even though he kept moving around, there was this one thing that he did not change.
我要承受更美的家乡。
That he wanted to inherit this more beautiful and a better heavenly country.
那他的儿子以撒。
His son Isaac.
也是搬家，搬了好几次。
Also moved around several times.
他本想要搬到埃及去。
Originally, at one point, he wanted to move to Egypt.
搬到埃及就是离开神应许的地方。
To move into Egypt means to leave the place promised by God.
神叫他不要搬。
God told him not to move.
这个才是要给你的。
This is what is given to you.
遇到困难，神会帮你解决。
When you encounter difficulties, God will help you.
所以他的心也是要承受那一块地。
So his heart is to inherit that land.
那雅各后来是虽然跟着约瑟搬到埃及去。
So Jacob later on moved to Egypt with his son Joseph.
但是雅各要死的时候特别交代一件事情。
But right before he passed away, he had an instruction.
你要把我带回去葬到迦南地。
That you shall bring me back into the land of Canaan to be buried there.
所以他的观念里面要回葬到神应许那块地。
In his concept, he wanted to return to the land of promise from God.
那到了创世纪最后要结束的时候，说约瑟他是停关在埃及。
At the end of Genesis, we can see that Joseph's coffin was placed in Egypt.
就是他虽然死，他不愿意葬在埃及。
Even though he died in Egypt, he did not want to be buried in Egypt.
因为神应许的不是埃及，是迦南地。
Because what God promised was not Egypt, but rather a Canaan.
所以这个世代的信仰有一贯的思想。
So among these four generations, we can see that there is one consistent concept.
就是我们要承受神给我们的那一块地。
That is, we are to inherit the land promised by God.
今天
Today,
这一块地就是天上的家乡。
This land is our heavenly home.
就是天国。
It is the heavenly kingdom.
就是我们得永生的地方。
It is the place where we shall inherit eternal life.
那这就是我们人生的一个目标。
This is our goal of life.
那这个目标好像什么？
And what is this objective like?
这个目标好像我们现在用那个 GPS.
This goal is like us using GPS today.
你先把它定位，你要去哪里？
First, we place a destination in it.
你这个那一点要先把它定下去。
Once you have set your destination,
那你不论开到哪里，它一定有一个箭头指向那一点。
It does not matter where you drive to, it will always point to the destination.
所以你有 GPS, 你不会迷失。
If you have a GPS, you shall not be lost.
那今天我们的心里面就是要有一个好像有一个 GPS 这样。
Today, in our heart, we need to have this GPS.
要把人生那一点定住。
We need to put this destination of life very solidly.
我就是要得永生。
We are to inherit eternal life.
那这样的话，我们不论到哪个地方，我们不会迷失。
If that's the case, then it doesn't matter where we get to, we will not be lost.
因为我们的目标很清楚。
Because our final goal is very clear.
我们在求学上班。
When we're studying or working.
我们到最后，我们最重要的考虑就是要怎么帮助我们回到天上的家乡。
What we would be concerned with the most is at the end, how will we get back to the heavenly kingdom?
那如果会迷失那个工作，我们就要考虑。
If our job will make us become lost, then we need to think twice about this job.
如果我们搬家会让我们迷失我们那个目标，我们就要考虑。
If by moving away, it will make us lose direction, then we need to think about the move.
我们做任何一个决定，如果会让我们失去的那个目标，那个我们就要考虑。
For any decision that we make, if it actually can make us become lost, we really need to think about that action.
所以约翰一书第五章说，我写这个话给你们，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
So in 1 John chapter 5, he mentioned that I've written this so that you know you have eternal life.
那从第一节到十二节就是这些话，约翰写的。
So from verse 1 to verse 12, this is what John had written.
那这个第一节到十二节把它归纳起来，大概两件事情。
If we summarize verse 1 to 12, we can see two things.
第一个就是要信。
The first is we must believe.
第二个就是要爱。
The second is to love.
如果有信加上有爱，就有望。
If there is believing and there's love, then there's hope.
那个望就是永生。
And that hope is of eternal life.
所以要得到永生，第一个要信。
So in order to have eternal life, the first thing is we must believe.
但是信不够。
But to believe is not enough.
还有爱。
We must have love.
这个两个加起来就是天国的盼望。
When these two are being added together, then this is the hope of the heavenly kingdom.
圣经说，魔鬼相信有神。
The Bible says that Satan believes God.
有时候魔鬼的相信比我们更清楚。
And sometimes the belief of Satan, of God, is even more clear than ours.
因为他在灵界里面对神的存在，对他来讲，这是很实在。
Because in the spiritual realm, to him, the presence of God is real.
因为神的能力在控制他，他知道有神。
The power of God is controlling him, so he knows that there is God.
我们有时候信到最后，好像这个信心好像在摇动。
But for us, when we believe until the end, we may actually waver.
因为我们看不见。
Because we cannot see.
神看不见，天国看不见，魔鬼看不见。
We can't see God, we cannot see a heavenly kingdom, we cannot see Satan.
所以有的人虽然相信有神，但是跟一些没有神的人打交道，过了一阵子，他变成没有神了。
Some people who used to believe in God, but after interacting with those who do not believe in God, they start to lose their belief in God too.
这太可惜了。
This is very pitiful.
那魔鬼他有信。
Satan believes.
但是他没有行为，他没有爱。
But he has no actions and he has no love.
所以他的信所带给他是害怕。
That's why his belief brings fear to him.
没有盼望。
There is no hope for him.
因为世界末日那一天就是他接受刑罚的一天。
The last day is the day that he shall be punished.
那我们信什么？
But what do we believe?
这第五章第一节信耶稣基督。
Chapter 5, verse 1 says that we believe Jesus Christ.
那这个信的具体行动是什么？
And what is the practical actions that come out of his belief?
就是洗礼。
Which is baptism.
所以第六节说，水借着水和血来的就是耶稣基督。
That's why verse 6 says that this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣十字架上流出水跟血来。
And Jesus Christ shed water and blood on the cross.
那个就是赦罪的泉源。
That is the fountain of washing.
然后不单是用水呢，是用水又用血。
And so not only by water, but by water and blood.
还有圣灵做见证。
There's also the Holy Spirit that bears witness.
所以我们今天早上洗礼。
This morning, we conducted the water baptism.
有圣灵的同在。
There is the presence of the Holy Spirit.
在水里面洗礼。
So in the water, we conduct baptism.
那里面就有主耶稣的宝血。
And there is the blood of Jesus that lies within.
这个就是主耶稣救我们的一个方法。
This is the way that Jesus Christ saves us.
所以我们信就是包括用这个方法来罪得赦免。
When we say we believe, it involves us using this way to receive forgiveness, to receive remission.
从水里面上来，我们就重生。
After we come out of the water, then we resurrect.
就是得到新的生命。
That is, we have gained a new life.
所以第一个，我们要得到那天国的盼望，要信。
So the very first thing is that in order to have this hope of heavenly kingdom, we must believe.
那信，我们就进到永生的开始。
We believe, we enter into the beginning of eternal life.
那在这个天国的路过程当中，
in this journey to heavenly kingdom,
我们会发现有一个力量一直要引我们离开神。
We will feel there's a certain power that keeps drawing us away from God.
就是世界。
Which is the world.
所以第四节。
In verse 4.
凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜过世界就是我们的信心。
For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
所以我们要用信心来胜过世界。
We need to use our faith to overcome the world.
那十九节。
Verse 19.
全世界都是属，我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在恶者的手下。
We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
如果我们被世界胜去了，就是被魔鬼吃掉。
If we are overcome by the world, that means that we have been eaten away by the wicked one.
那永生的盼望就没有了。
Then we shall no longer have this hope of eternal life.
所以主耶稣面对魔鬼的试探。
When Jesus was faced with the temptation from Satan,
魔鬼把他带到高山上。
Satan brought him to the mountain,
把荣耀荣华富贵都显给他看。
And showed him the glories of this world.
所以魔鬼会不会让人发财？魔鬼也可以让人发财。
So can Satan make us rich? Of course he can.
那魔鬼说你拜我，我都给你。
Satan said to him, if you worship me, then I will give you all of this.
那魔鬼是厉害的。
Satan is very powerful.
就借着世界来引诱信徒。
He will use the things of the world, or the world itself, to attract us.
这是我们要非常谨慎的。
This is something we need to be very watchful.
魔鬼看不见。
Satan cannot be seen.
但是他用这个世界上很可爱的这些东西来引诱我们。
But he will use the very attractable things of this world to tempt us.
让我们的心呢一直偏向他，偏向世界。
So that our heart will continue to be drawn away by this world.
那越偏向世界，就离开魔鬼越近。
The more we are drawn away, then the closer we get to Satan.
就离开神越远。
Then that means we are further away from God.
我们跟神的关系就越来越疏远。
Then our relationship with God will be further and further apart.
那最后我们就失去了天国的永生。
At the end, we would lose this hope of the eternal life in the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们活在这个世界要非常谨慎。
When we live in this world, we really need to be very watchful.
如果为着今生的好处 失去永啊来世的永生，这个太可惜了。
If it is for the benefit of this life that we would lose our eternal life, then this is very unfortunate.
啊，但是常常是魔鬼用今生的好处啊来打败我们。
Satan often uses the benefit of this life to defeat us.
啊，所以二十一节
，verse 21
啊，第五章二十一节
，chapter 5 verse 21。
小子啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。
Little children, keep yourselves from idols.
所以世界如果比神还重要，世界就变成偶像。
If this world becomes more important than God, then it is idols.
因此我们活在这个世界，可以不可以赚钱？当然可以啊。
Living in this world, can we make money? Of course we can.
也是需要。
And it is also necessary.
我可不可以上班？当然需要。
Can I go to work? Of course it is necessary.
我可不可以在上班当中这样一直往上爬？
In my work, can I continue to get promoted? Of course I can.
当然可以啊，但你得爬到总长。
Daniel actually went all the way up to be one of the governors.
连约瑟也是一样，一直爬到宰相。
Joseph went all the way up to be a prime minister.
所以不是说不要世界，就表示你在公司不能上升。
It does not mean that if we do not want this world, that we cannot climb up in our company position.
你也不能赚很多钱，不是这样。
It does not mean that we cannot make a lot of money.
那最重要的关键在哪里？
But what is the most important key?
不要让这个变成偶像。
We should not let these things become idols.
就是这个取代的神。
That is,These things replace God Himself.
为着追求这个，神变成次要的。
In order to pursue after these things, God has become secondary.
或者神变成不重要。
Or that God has become not important.
那这一些东西就会变成魔鬼的工具。
Then these will become tools of Satan.
但是如果目标抓得很清楚。
However, if we can grasp onto our goal very clearly.
神最重要。
That God is the most important.
那神在世界上带领我们有什么成就，我们能够得到什么，这是神的恩典。
Then if God guides us to be successful in this life or to receive blessings, this is really His grace.
所以同一件事情是好是坏，完全是看我们把神放在什么地方。
For the same matter, whether it is good or not, it really depends on where we place God in all of it.
所以我们要承受永生，要有信心。
So in order to inherit eternal life, we must have faith.
那第二个就是要爱心。
The second, we must have love.
我们看第五章。
Let's refer to chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我们若爱神，又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。第三节。
Verse 3.
我们遵守神的诫命，就是爱他，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
Verse 2.By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. 3. For this is the love of God that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome.
十二节说，人有神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Verse 12 says, He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
所以到最后要怎么得到永生？
So at the end, how shall we have eternal life?
就是你信这么久，还有没有耶稣
？After we have believed so long, whether we have Jesus or not.
如果你耶稣抓住了
，If we are able to grasp onto Jesus,
在他里面就是永生。
Then in Him is life.
所以如果耶稣信到最后没有了
，If we believe until the end to the point where Jesus is no more,
就没有永生了。
Then there is no eternal life.
所以耶稣等于永生。
Jesus equals eternal life.
所以我们来看这个第五章的二十节。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 20.
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面。这是真神，也是永生。
So this is the true God and eternal life.
这里说他的儿子耶稣基督里面在他里面就是真神，就是永生。
It says here that in his son Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life.
这个三个是 等于相等的啊。
These three are actually equal.
我们抓住主耶稣就是抓住真神。
If we grasp onto Jesus, then we are grasping onto God.
我们就是抓住永生。
Then we're grasping onto eternal life.
你信到最后没有耶稣。
If we believe until the point where there is no more Jesus,
就没有永生。
Then there is no eternal life.
那怎么把主耶稣抓住呢？
How do we grasp onto Jesus?
我们刚刚读的就是爱。
Just now we have read that love.
要爱神，遵守他的诫命。
We need to love God and keep His commandments.
爱使两个人能够非常的亲近。
Love will allow two to become closer.
爱是死不能分离的。
Love is something that cannot be separated by death.
所以神爱我们，我们爱他，那你就抓住了耶稣。
When God loves us and we love Him, then we are grasping onto Him.
那怎么叫爱耶稣？
What does it mean to love Jesus?
就是遵守他的诫命。
To keep His commandments.
所以我们如果常常照圣经来做，你就不会失掉耶稣。
If we often follow the ways of the Bible, then we will not lose Jesus.
因为这就是爱。
Because that is love.
那如果一个人信到最后，连耶稣都没有，一定有哪一个决定已经离开了圣经。
If a person believes until the point where Jesus is no more, there must be a decision at some point that is wrong.
离开了圣经就是没有爱。
And departing from the Bible means there is no love.
因为爱神就是照圣经的话来生活。
If we want to love God, we need to follow the way of the scripture.
所以信耶稣加上爱耶稣等于在主耶稣里面得永生。
To believe and to love Jesus means that we have eternal life in him.
那在十四节以后，
from verse 14 and onward,
我们照他的旨意求什么，他就向我们那存坦然无惧听我们，这是我们存坦然无惧的心。
We ask whatever in his will, then we shall not fear.
那这一句话如果跟前面那一节把它连起来看，
If we combine this with the verse before,
就是我们在得永生这一条路会有很多困难。
That in this way to eternal life, there are many difficulties.
但是神给我们应许。
But God has promised us.
你要祷告，要求。
That we need to pray and ask.
那照神的旨意求。
And to ask according to His will.
没有一件事情得不着。
And there is nothing that He will not grant us.
所以在天国路遇到困难，你如果照神的旨意求，神一定帮助我们。
On this heavenly journey, whenever we encounter difficulties, if we pray according to His will, He will help us.
所以天国路是用祷告进去的。
The path to heavenly kingdom is entered through prayers.
特别是末世。
Especially in the end times.
我常常发现现在的青年三大引诱。
I noticed that there are actually three great difficulties and temptations for our youths today.
第一个。
The first.
罪恶的潮流。
Which is the trend of sins.
第二个。
The second,
世界的引诱
the attraction of the world.
第三个
the third,
思想学说的改变
the changes brought about by learning and concepts.
就是你头脑观念的改变
and that is what you perceive in your mind.
这个三个太厉害了
These three are really powerful.
如果不是这个被打倒，就是那一点被打倒。
If it is not because one defeated us, it is another.
或者两个同时发生，或者三个同时发生。
Or maybe two or all three of them happen at the same time.
所以现在要守到很难。
So it is very difficult for us to hold on to the truth today.
但是如果我们照着神的旨意祷告
，However, if we pray according to His will,
神帮助我们。
God will help us.
我们就有力量胜过。
Then we will have the strength to overcome.
所以末世没有祷告是没有办法得胜的。
In the end times, if we do not pray, we cannot overcome.
天国路是走不下去的。
That this heavenly journey cannot be walked further.
所以接下去讲永生，接下去就是要祷告。
So after talking about eternal life, it talks about prayer.
那十六节就开始不犯了弟兄犯罪要为他祷告。
Verse 16 says that if we see our brother sinning, then we must pray.
就是要互相代求。
That is, we must intercede for one another.
我们现在讲爱心你如果说我要钱给谁，我想大家活得都很好，不需要钱。
If we talk about showing love by giving money to each other, it seems that we are very well to do, and that's not really a lack.
但是如果我们讲爱心是彼此帮助带到，你就发现很多人需要我们祷告。
But if you talk about love as interceding for one another, then you'll realize that we all, there are a lot of intercessions that are needed. Now we shall conduct Holy Communion. But not every member is here. They have been baptized.
圣餐是要保证我们天国将来可以复活进天国。
The Holy Communion is so that we shall have eternal life.
那一年最重要只有两次圣餐，就联会的两次联会有办圣餐。
There are two convocations each year when we conduct the Holy Communion.
如果他没有办法参加
，If they cannot attend，
很可能这就是信仰的软弱。
It is very possible that this is the weakness in their faith.
那这个就是我们带导的一个对象，爱他的一个方法。
This is one target audience for our intercession.
所以我们要得到永生。
In order for us to receive eternal life,
要借着祷告。
We must pray.
彼此互相代求。
And to pray for one another.
这样啊，我们就能够把这条路走到底，得永生。
Then we shall be able to walk on this way until eternal life.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we shall pray together.
我们特别求主圣灵充满我们。
Let's especially pray for the Holy Spirit to fill us.
让大家被神的爱充满，被神的能力充满。
So that we can be filled by the love of God as well as His power.
使我们能够来走这一条天国路。
And this is so that we can walk onto this heavenly journey.
那等一下我们要办圣餐。
And then later on, we will be holding the Holy Communion.
求主耶稣带领，让我们在圣餐当中每个人能够得到神的爱的感动。
Let's pray to our Lord Jesus that He may move us.
那现在我们要一起祷告。如果你要接受按手祷告，要求圣灵，要求恩典，请我们都到前面来。
Now we shall pray together. If you would like to receive the laying of hand or blessings or healing, please come forward.
我们现在一起祷告。
Now let's pray together.